Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What an honor it is to be in the house of the Lord again this morning. Thank you all for being here and being a part of our service. And we just thank God for His presence that gives us strength and renews us, makes us feel like everything we've been through is worth it when we know that He's with us. Been enjoying a series that the Lord has had me on for the last several weeks, about 3 days, our subtitle that God changes things. And we begin talking last week in Acts chapter 28, so if you want to turn there, Acts chapter 28, we were talking about Paul and a shipwreck that he was involved in, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit, but before we do, I want you to go to Acts chapter 28, and we'll reference verses 16 and 17 in that chapter there. We've been talking about how God takes care of us and how we go through things and don't understand the process a lot of times, but that God is a God of His Word. God is stable. What we need in America today is stability, and God is a God that's stable. And God's a God that we don't understand everything. Paul, as you know, was going through this shipwreck, and we've gone through different scriptures throughout this series dealing with 3 days. And I reiterate that that means that there's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. But God does bring the end. And I thank God that He directs our paths. That we don't always understand everything we're dealing with. But we understand Him. And we understand that He's a God that's going to take care of us. And Paul was that one on his many, many endeavors. Went through many turmoils, many trials. But God brought him through them all. And I believe this message is a message of encouragement, because no matter what you're going through today, no matter what you're dealing with, God's going to bring you through. God's got a way, He's got a will, and He's got a purpose. And we don't understand any of that sometimes, but we know that we're in His hand. And the thing that I think God wants us to get out of this more than anything else is that He's a God of substance. He is a God that provides. We talked about Jonah, how God provided, wrapped him up in the belly of a whale to preserve him. We talked about Jesus as He was laid in the tomb and how He was preserved in that tomb. Whatever we're going through, we don't see it all the time, but there is a life preserver all around us called the Holy Spirit that's going to take care of us through it all. Paul is a tremendous example of that, how God changes things. And you may be in a situation now, you say, I need some things changed. Well, God specializes in that. God specializes in changing things. And one, I told you last week, we're going to take a little commercial. And I want to talk about Elijah was at a brook called Cherith. I almost told you all of it last week. I told you I was bad about Christmas presents. I give you a Christmas present on December 1st, and I want you to go ahead and open it. That's the kind of person I am. So God has been so good to me in this series, because there's so many things in my life I need, and I hope that you do too. But the Lord was dealing with me about God changes things, and He carried me to 1 Kings chapter 18, and I'm not going to take time to read all that, but I'll just give you a little brief synopsis of what's going on. God has raised up a prophet called Elijah. Prophet meaning the voice of God. I want you to understand, God is wanting us to understand this, that He's our source. God is not a resource. He is the source. All other things we have are resources. And when we're going through things, when we're going through our 3 days, day one, it's like when Jesus was on the cross. Friday night was terrible. It was just traumatic. Saturday night, it seemed worse. Our Savior's in a tomb. But third day, up from the grave, He arose. And I know right now you may not can see everything, but God had raised up Elijah to be a voice, to be a prophet. So God tells the prophet, He said, I want you to go to a widow's house. She's in need. And I want you to be an example for me there. Well, Sometimes we see God doing things and we say, well, certainly if God is leading him to the widow's house, he's going to talk to the widow. Well, how many of you know sometimes God changes things, but he don't always do it the way we want him to do it? Amen. Can I get amen on that? Amen. But he's able to do it and will do it. So here's a widow. Now her situation is this. She's got sons. Her husband is gone. She's got sons that they're getting ready to take away. She's getting ready to lose everything. She's in the midst of a famine. She's in the midst of poverty. She's got one more meal to provide for her family, her sons, and then she's going to die. So God says to Elijah, and here's the word of the Lord. God's always moving when you don't even see him moving. God's always raising up an answer when you don't see an answer. Why? Because Jesus is the answer, right? Amen. He is the answer for whatever we're going through. So he said, I want you to go. He's sitting at a brook. He's got his needs supplied. Ravens are feeding him. Now, I've never had that option or whatever, ravens just sitting back. But how many of you know things change? But God changes things. And the thing that God has been teaching me the most about life is that everything is involved in seasons. What we've got to be open to is the willingness to move from season to season. Now, a lot of us like different seasons. Some of us like spring, some of us like summer, whatever it is. But how many of you know it changes and you got to deal with all four of them? Well, that's how life is sometimes. So he was at this brook. Everything was good. God dries the brook up. When God dries a brook up, it's time to move. When resources are not there anymore, when things change, it's time to move. That's why you have to have an ear to hear what God is saying. And I'm telling you, God has been speaking to Northview, because I want to tell you, we've gone through seasons, we've gone through a lot of things, but I'm telling you what, greater days are ahead. God's got a plan for this ministry. Amen. God's got a plan. You that are here have been through all the things. You've seen it high, you've seen it low, you've seen it when the brook was full, you've seen it when the brook was dried up. But I want you to understand, through it all, God's a God of substance. God's a God that supplies. God's a God that takes care of his people. Amen. And whatever you're dealing with right now, whatever you're dealing with right now, God is a God of supply. And so the brook dries up, and Elijah knows when that happens, it's time to move. So he goes to this widow's house. Now, you would think when he goes to this widow's house, everything's going to be set up. You would think that the widow would say, oh, praise God, the prophet's here. God told me you were coming. We're going to have a good time. Everything's going to be all right. Her first words were, I got one more meal, then we're going to die. Oh, man, what's the Lord saying? I'm fixing to die. Amen. So, you know, sometimes the situation physically doesn't seem like it's lining up with what God's doing. But understand this, God's got a bigger plan. So here the prophet comes in. He's in the midst of famine. This woman's there with her two sons. She's got one more meal. They're going to eat that, and then they're going to die. She's already said it. God changes things. Your situation right now, there may not be any way you can figure it out on paper. There may not be any way anybody can make sense of it. I mean, really? This lady was talking from natural. I got one more meal. That's all I got. We're in a famine. People are dying all around us, and we're going to be a victim of this famine. But I'm going to tell you something. When God's on your side, God changes things, and you're never a victim. You're going to be the victor. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, though you go through those times when you don't understand, God, how do I stand when I don't understand? Though you do all that, he's still God. He's God of the valley. He's God of the storm. He's God of the resource. Even in storms, he guides us because he's the master of the wind. Amen. He's the master of the wind. He's going to take care of us. Lean not to your understanding. That's a prophetic word for somebody here this morning. Lean not to your understanding. Don't try to figure it out because you can't do it, but God's got it. God's got it. Look to the one beside you and say, God's got it. Amen. Now somebody need to hear that today. God's got it. Some of y'all, are y'all scared of some of the ones you're sitting beside? turn to them and say, God's got it. I'll help you. If they beat you up, I'll help you. Amen. I'll help you to your car. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. God has got it. And so Elijah says, feed me first. Yes. You know what? Sometimes being obedient to God is not always the easy thing to do. I mean, I probably would have caved in. I'd probably started raking her yard or mowing grass or something, trying to help the poor woman out. But you see, God sent him there. He sent his word there. He sent his word there. And whatever situation you're in, his word is there. He might be the fourth man in your fire. He might be that one in the lion's den. He might be that manna coming down every morning fresh. But he's there. He don't run from trouble. He's a big, mighty God. Amen. He was Superman before Superman even knew he was Superman. I mean, God is a powerful God. He says, feed me first. And let me tell you something. This is so beautiful. Now, this is commercial, y'all. Okay, we're going to get right back to the shipwreck. But what blesses me in this sermon, or blesses me in this series here, and in this Bible story, is that this woman evidently knew how important it was to be obedient. And when God is changing things in your life, and you're going through storms that just beat and batter you, and you can't figure it out, no way, no how, you got to learn to be obedient. And obedience is just simply leaning to God versus leaning to your own understanding. Do you know that? How many of you have had to be obedient when you didn't understand to be obedient? But you were obedient. And this woman did exactly that. And let me tell you what happened. You know what happened. But let me tell you. She fed him. She obeyed God. In the midst of famine, in the midst of death, in the midst of losing everything. And God turned this thing around, and her barrel, the Bible says, the oil nor the barrel never went dry. Oil represents the power of the Holy Spirit. Oil represents the flow of God. But it also represents finances in that day. And God took care of her every need for the rest of her life. Does anybody need to hear that today? God was her source. And in the middle of source, he provided resource. And as he provided resource, her needs were met. That's for somebody this morning. Somebody that's going through something today. You just become obedient. And that's what Paul was. Paul was obedient. So now let's go back to Acts 28. Now last week we talked about that he had come to an island of Melita. He was there. He was cold. He was shipwrecked. Everybody there was cold. They built a fire, and out of the building of the fire, a snake comes out, grabs him on his hand. They step back and say, he must be a robber. He must be something wrong with him. He must be, and all of a sudden he don't die like they think he's going to die. Let me tell you what, when God is your source, you make it through things that others can't make it through. Does that make sense? You make it through things that others can't make it through because God is your source and he's on your side. And so, here he stands with nothing but the clothes on his back. And look at Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. I want to read a couple of scriptures to you, and I'm coming to a close on this series here. Verse 16. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, and Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. Look at the next verse. And it came to pass that after 3 days, there's that term, 3 days again. So what's going on here? Paul has been obedient. He told them not to go on this ship, not to go on this boat, but they did anyway. He goes through the storm. The boat's tore apart. He floats to the shore. That's a miracle in itself. He's standing there by the fire. He's attacked by the enemy with that snake. He still stands through that. And now God changes things. Because when you begin to read this, you see that God's grace is sufficient. You see that God brings him through this, and now the Bible tells us, remember last week I told you he was on a ship called Alexandria, which was one of the best ships made. There was no greater ship in the world than that. God took him from a slave ship, put him on the number one ship. When he gets to Rome, I just read to you, all the other prisoners have to go to another location. But guess what God does for Paul? He puts him in a private suite. God's good. Let me tell you something. God's a God of the details. God's a God of the details. That's for somebody this morning. He puts him in a suite with the same guard that was with him. And as I told you last week, do you remember last week I told you that Publius, which was with the richest man in the city, began to supply him with everything he needed. So now he's gone from a shipwreck to a private suite. And for 2 years, he has everything he needs supplied. What is this? What is all this about? God is a God of the details. God is a God that takes care of his people. And as I close this series this morning, the Lord has been great with us. But for 2 years, he sits there in this place, no hindering spirits, nobody beating him down, nobody trying to kill him. For now he's finally in Rome. And he's going to finish what he started. He's going to finish what he started with all the turmoil that's happened to him in his life. He's going to finish what he started. Let me tell you where Northview is going. Let me tell you where Northview is going. We're going to finish what God started. We're going to finish what God started. Though the storms have come and the winds have come and the shipwrecks have come, and we've been up, we've been down, we've been full, we've been empty, we've been off for all of that. God is going to supply because he's God. Now I've read to you all through for the last month just about 3 days. And God wanted you to know that he's got a plan. And his plan may not always be our plan. 9 times out of 10, he don't figure things like we do. But the message today is to be obedient. Don't allow anything to come in and steal that vision, steal that joy from you, because God has a plan for your life. Your job is not your source, it's your resource. Your property is not your source, it's a resource. Everything you've got is a resource because there's a God who loves you, who takes care of you. Amen? Do you believe that? God takes care of his own. And we've been blessed to go through this series and see men of God go through different things in their life, though they didn't understand any of it. Paul never would have dreamed that he was going to get to Rome this way. But through the journey, let me say this to you. God's a God of the journey. God's a God of the journey. And he walks with us and he talks with us. I've been studying about the Emmaus Road. Do you remember that? 40 days that he was left. I'm going to go ahead and tell you some more Christmas story here. 40 days,
But now him that said, follow me, was now following them. And he met them on the road to Damascus. And can you imagine how he felt and they felt when they realized who he was? Because he asked, what y'all doing? And they're walking down the road and they're saying, Jesus came, he was dying, and they didn't realize they were talking to him. I'm going to tell you more about that later. But my story is, we're on a life's journey right now. Some of you have been through some stuff. You've been through some tough stuff in this church the last few days, last few weeks, last few months. And I believe God led me to this message to encourage you, to let you know that you can't figure it out right now. And some of you are so weary and tired probably right now that you came this morning out of obedience, but sure didn't come because you felt like it. How many come because you felt like it this morning? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. But I'm telling you this, God is real. And he's big. And he is the master of the wind. And he's directing your path. And he's going to make a way. Paul sat for 2 years in rest. For 2 years, everything he had, everything he needed was supplied. God's going to do the same thing. Northview, let me tell you something. God put this church on this property 50 years ago for a reason. And until God comes back, we're not through. And until God comes back, we got a mission to do. And we're going to do that mission for the glory of God. Amen. God's got a plan for us. And I wish I could tell everybody in this city, just come one time and feel the presence of God in this place. I believe if you did one time, you'd want to come back. Because it's real and it's genuine. And you want to know why? Because all of you have been through so much, you know what God is. You know what He can do. And that's the reason it's real here. And God has been stirring my spirit so strong to let me know He's got a plan for me here. He's got a plan for you here. He's got a plan for all of us. And no matter what storms come our way to divert us, no matter what comes our way, discouragement and hurt and all these other things, you remain faithful. And you're going to see the end of this thing. Paul received his glory at the end because he did what God told him to do, and God honored his word. One thing that God has stirred my heart with as we move forward in Northview is connections. And I don't understand all that yet because I'm still praying through it. But God's going to teach us how to make connections. He's going to teach us how to make the right connections so that we can touch people's lives, so that they can be encouraged. And He's going to bring the right people who we need in this place. Because I love Northview, and I love you people, and I want to tell everybody about it. I want to tell everybody about the God that's in Northview. Let me tell you about the God of Northview. He's a God that supplies. He's a God that takes care of you. He's a God that brings you almost dead and brings you back to life. He's a God that restores you when you're weak. He's a God that wipes your tears in the middle of the night when you're laying on the pillow and the pillow's soaking wet and nobody even knows. The one laying beside you don't even know what you're going through, but God knows. Let me tell you something. God sent me here this morning to tell you He's got a plan. He's going to reveal that plan. And as you obey that plan, everything you have need of is going to be supplied. Is that an awesome God or what? I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. We'll talk about more about that next week. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for being a part of this service. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, today for the reality of the Word. The Word is so real and so valid. You teach us every day through your Word. You love us when we're unlovable. You love us when we understand. You love us when we don't understand. God, you got a plan for Northview. Lord, I ask you to encourage every single one that's here this morning. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's sitting in this place today.
For there's much to do and blessings are coming our way, but the biggest thing is rest is coming our way. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for all the laborers in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you this morning.